Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomb blast in Baghdad has killed at least 13 wounded, dozens of others. The bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market today in a mainly Shiite district. There has been no claim of responsibility, although the Islamic State has carried out similar attacks targeting Shiites. Suspect in the deadly bombing at the airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran, accused of killing five people and wounding six others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the airport's baggage claim area.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack, reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast president says a deal has been reached to end an army mutiny that renewed security concerns, even though the deal appeared shaky at times. Alisson Ouattara said he agreed to take into account the claims of the soldiers concerning bonuses, improvement to their living conditions, and the way that they work. Analysts had predicted the government would offer payoffs to defuse the crisis, as they did with soldiers staging a similar revolt in 2014. This is VOA News. Huge explosion.